This is 90.3 KZU. I'm David Wittrock. For more than 30 years, the Henry Miller Library has been a living memorial to the late author, artist, and Big Sur resident. Today, the library needs some structural improvements and the public's help. KZU's Krista Almanzon reports.
At a bend in the road along Highway 1 in Big Sur, the Henry Miller Library sits behind redwood trees and a wooden gate. This house-turned-bookstore and cultural center has a motto.
Fundamentally, nothing happens at the library.
That's Library Executive Director Magnus Torin.
In a sense, the most important thing about the library, in a way, and the most important thing about Big Sur as an area, in a way, you know, is actually the nothing, the sense of getting away from the hustle bustle of the outside world.
So on an average day, you can sit on the patio, listen to birds chirp, and maybe even see a bit of wildlife.
Oh, look at the deer.
And then there are days where a lot actually does happen at the library. Film screenings on the front lawn, author book signings in the store, and live music. This cultural center has become a destination for artists in search of an intimate venue, including some big names, like Philip Glass, Marianne Faithfull, and the Red Hot Chili Peppers. And if you want these kind of dreams, it's California. The library also recently caught the attention of Monterey County. It turns out the nonprofit does not have enough restrooms for the crowds it's attracting. It has two, but needs...
4 seats and a urinal is the reality. I mean, that would accommodate 200 people capacity.
While he chuckles, Torin is serious about fixing the problem. In order to make sure the library doesn't truly become a place where nothing happens, he has to raise $140,000 by this fall for the bathroom and water system remodel.
And once that's done, we are going to have a nice carrying capacity, and we're going to be able to continue and establish the place as a cultural center here in Big Sur that's going to be sustainable. And that's kind of my dream.
So for the first time in its 30-year history, the library has launched a capital improvement fundraising campaign. And it's also turned to some of those big-name artists. This Monday, Philip Glass and Joanna Newsom will perform a benefit concert in San Francisco. To alleviate the problem in the short term, Torin is holding one of the library's signature events in town.
Welcome, everyone, to the third Wednesday at the Venerable Forest Theater for the Big Sur.
This summer, the Big Sur International Short Film Screening Series has been taking place on Wednesdays at Carmel's Forest Theater and will finish the summer at the Monterey Museum. Screenings continue Thursdays in Big Sur.
So that the people that usually came all the way down to Big Sur on a Thursday night theoretically won't come down. So we lessen the amount of people that are at the screenings on Thursday nights.
It's worked out for regulars like Penny Slater.
I had mixed feelings. It's like I wasn't going to be going down to Big Sur, but it was close by. And at first I was going, it's not the same. And then I was going, what am I talking about? It's right here in my own backyard.
Drew Carlson and Diana Ballantyne of Big Sur's Fernwood Resort drove up for the Wednesday screening. They plan to hold their own fundraiser to support the library.
We're going to do poker and ping pong tournament to raise money for the library. And hopefully get the whole community involved with giving donations to a raffle and see how much money we can raise.
It's an important part of the community.
So far, the Henry Miller Library has raised $15,000 of the $140,000 needed. The remodel has to be done by 2013. Krista Almanzon, KAZU News.
The Philip Glass and Joanna Newsom benefit concert for the Henry Miller Library is this coming Monday at the Warfield in San Francisco. You can find more details at henrymiller.org.